Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
October 15th, there's the opening bell. We do it every year. We broadcast live from People's Health on the first day of Medicare open enrollment, although in a way it is, in a way it isn't. Leslie Keene joins us now, our friend, assistant vice president of marketing communications at People's Health. How you doing, Leslie? Thanks for having us out again.
I'm doing well, Tommy. Good morning.
Can people come in now or not?
Yes, yes, right. Absolutely.
So we're open early today. What are y'all doing here?
Yes, it's our annual enrollment period. This happens every year, October 15th to December 7th. We are able to enroll our 2026 benefits, and that means that people can start enrolling today to be eligible for one of our Medicare Advantage plans that's eligible in their parish starting January 1st.
And just to be clear, nobody's going to high-pressure you or what's it going to take to get you into People's Health today? None of that. This is just you got some seminars coming up, right? It's to explain how Medicare works because it can get a little confusing with A, B, C, and D.
Absolutely. And we are Part C. We're a Medicare Advantage plan. And what that means, you have your doctors, you have your hospitals, and you have your Part D, as well as we have ancillary benefits. The Medicare Center, which is located at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard, is really a community resource for those that are confused about Medicare. And it is. It could be overwhelming for those that are aging in or those that are looking to search for other plans for next year.
Because you do have to do something, right? You have to take some kind of action when you age into Medicare.
When you age into Medicare, yes, you definitely want to roll.
That's at 65?
Typically it's 65, yes. And then what you want to do is you want to look at your options. You do have some time frames, 3 months before your birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after. But you want to look at your options. You want to look at what providers you use, what prescription drugs you're in, and then what's the best fit for the services that you need. If you have a chronic health condition or if you're more healthy, you may have a different plan.
And if you don't do what you're supposed to do, if I remember correctly from last year, you can forever affect the rate that you pay for the rest of your life, right?
There could be a penalty, yes. Yeah. It could be a monthly penalty depending on how long you wait to enroll for that Part B.
And that goes on forever.
Yes.
That doesn't go away.
From my understanding, it does not go away.
So make sure you do what you're supposed to do, and it'll help you at People's Health. Here we got Joe's Donuts, a great day at Joe's Cafe, hot breakfast, fresh donuts, home cooking made daily. Stop by or visit joesknowsfood.com. We got some food for you here. We got World War II tickets while they last. We have tickets to the... What was the other thing we have tickets to?
Anyway, Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. That's right. Thank you, Leslie. I should have known that from the big pitcher of beer yet we're drinking it. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Leslie. 6:12 now at WWR. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the government shutdown. But come out and join us if you can, if you listen and you want to just say hi. 3017 Vets next to the chicken salad place. What's the name of that? Trader Joe's?
Chicken Salad Chick.
And you can't miss us. Come, a lot of parking. We'll have food for you and coffee and all that stuff. A friendly staff. We're underway here at People's Health. Tommy Tucker back in a flash. WWL. All right, we are here at the People's Health Center, 3017 Vets. We're open right now. You can come on in, have some Joe's Donuts, joesknowsfood.com. You can find out more about that. We got donuts for you here. We got World War II tickets while they last. We got Oktoberfest tickets. And we also have David Schultz, who joins us now, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University. Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing well, and I hope you're doing well today, too.
I am, sir. What's new with the government shutdown?
If I said the word nothing, that's probably about captures it at this point. A lot of posturing,
okay.
A lot
seen
of
seen any movies pointing. Lately?
Let's see. Good movies recently? Not really. I don't know. Nothing good comes out till Christmas now, I think, or Thanksgiving.
No, a lot of A lot of finger pointing is right. Let's talk about, you know, first of all, let's talk about, are they voting at all on this? Are they bringing it up to vote? Where would it come for up to a vote? In the House or this in the House, right?
Well, it would come up in the Senate at this point because the House has actually passed something. The sticking point, right? Well, depending on how you define a sticking point, is that because this is subject to the filibuster rule, you need 60 votes in the Senate. And neither the Republican plan nor the Senate plan, I mean, the Democratic plan, can garner the 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. So everything is really sort of sitting there at that point because you're going to need, was it like 7 Democrats to vote with the Republicans, or you're going to need, I can't remember what the number is, like something like about a dozen Republicans to vote with the Democrats at this point. So if that's, we're just sitting at this point. Like I said, if I just call the word finger pointing at this point, that's really what's going on.
Are we looking at maybe the longest shutdown ever? And at what point previous to this was the longest one? And what was the tipping point that caused them to get back to business?
Well, the previous longest one was during the Trump's first administration, and it was 35 days in terms of it. And what happened at that point was that the Republicans, you know, gave in. I'm forgetting the exact details in terms of what they gave in on. But they gave in, and the Democrats could sort of claim a victory at that point. Again, I'm forgetting the exact terms and conditions here. I'm thinking it's going to go beyond 35 days. I was kidding with one of my students the other day, and he was asking the same question: how long is it going to go? And I said 35 days, and then I said we need to check the betting lines in Las Vegas. And he said why? And I said there's got to be an over under on this point or something like that. But I don't see anything that's going to bring it to a close within 35 days. What I'm thinking is the point where it might happen, but I don't know yet, is that since this is all about health insurance at this point and the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, as people start to enroll in the or look at their enrollments, you know, for the enrollment period for insurance this year, and across the country, we're looking at what I think is probably the same thing where you are, double-digit increases in health insurance costs for this year. Maybe that's enough that starts to drive the two sides together as a bunch of people start to call the reps on both sides or the senators on both sides and say, hey, do something. So I think it's going to be something there. My guess is that the point of negotiation will be where the Republicans agree to extend the subsidies for health insurance, let's say, through the 2026 election. But that's just all conjecture and all guess on my part.
And that's what I was thinking, because if I'm the Democrats, what I'm doing is I'm saying, okay, fine, we're not going to shut down the government anymore. But be aware that what's going to happen is these subsidies are going to go away. And when they do, you're going to wind up paying more. And that would coincide with the midterms. And at that point, the Republicans would own the subsidies going away and people would realize that it's hurting them. I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I'm just saying in terms of the political strategy, that's what I would do if I were the Democrats. Thoughts?
That makes sense. That makes sense on one, and I'm not disagreeing with you on one level, but the Democrats are being pushed within their party at this point to say, stand up to the Republicans, extract something now. Whether that's going to be the right political strategy, it's questionable, because we know that in general, that when the government shutdowns have occurred in the past, the party that has been blamed with initiating the shutdown pays a big price in the next election. And again, without taking any sides, in the last few shutdowns, the Republicans have been blamed for it. And right now, polls are suggesting that Republicans are being blamed for this shutdown too. And so that's why I say it's the finger pointing, because right now the Democrats feel like they're in a good position. They can squeeze the Republicans, you know, with the shutdown. But at some point, I could see if the Republicans can message better that maybe the blame shifts. But we're just not at that point yet. Because also, I think we're not seeing enough. It's terrible to say. There's not enough pain being inflicted upon Americans right now because it's only a partial government shutdown. Like I said, grandma's still getting her Social Security checks. Sure, parks are not open, but most people don't care. A lot of stuff people are just not seeing on a day-to-day basis. And so at this point, I think it's a combination of not enough pain going around. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate to say this, but probably a lot of the public is saying, oh, got another government shutdown. What's new? What's the latest NFL score?
I think ultimately it's going to come down to who owns the increases in the health insurance because of the subsidies. It's it's proven that people will buy, forget the mandate, that people will buy insurance if it's affordable. So they're going to find out that the insurance is not affordable. And at that point, I think that's when the Democrats should say, look, we told you this is going to happen. And at that point, right before the midterms, they hang it on the Republicans. Again, I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying strategically that's what I would do. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:22. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:27, we're back with David Schultz, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University. We're talking about who's going to get the blame for this government shutdown, and some airports refused to run a message that Kristi Noem recorded blaming the Democrats for this. They said it could be in violation of the Hatch Act. Explain what that is, if you would, please. What is the Hatch Act?
Okay, the Hatch Act was adopted in the late 1930s, 1940s, and was actually pushed through by Democrats to restrain Franklin Roosevelt because they were concerned that with the buildup of the government bureaucracy, he would politicize it and send all of his people out there and go do partisan political things. So what the Hatch Act does is to make it illegal to use government property or to use government time to engage in partisan political activity. Another way of phrasing it here is that I don't think the average taxpayer wants their money being spent by the government to push a political message, especially a political message they may not agree with, or they don't want the government to be out there, let's say, campaigning for the Democrats or campaigning for the Republicans on taxpayer money. So that's what the Hatch Act does. It's supposed to politically neutralize the bureaucracy. And by running this video, there's a pretty good argument here that the government may be violating that Hatch Act because it's now using taxpayer dollars to push a political message when they shouldn't be doing that.
So if you wanted to say, Kristi Noem wanted to say, I'm sorry about the government shutdown. We'll try to, TSA is working as hard as we can to keep your flights moving, blah, 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 but leave the Democrats out of it. There would be no problem there. The problem is when you blame it on the Democrats. And I think what people need to realize is the reason the Hatch Act exists is this time you might like the message, but next time your people may not be in power. So you may not like what goes on then. So you got to be careful about what precedents you establish, right?
That's exactly the case here. That's why I put it in terms of a taxpayer issue here. Do I want my taxpayer money funding a message by the government that I don't agree with? Gosh, no. Now, I still may not like the idea of Kristi Noem getting on and saying we're doing the best we can, but that's politically neutral, saying that, listen, we know there's a government shutdown, there's inconvenience, we're going to do the best we can to get you through security, stuff like that. That's good public information. That's
well, and it goes with being in office, right? I mean, it's the perks of being in office. You won the election, okay, and then you're the designated appointee, so you have the right to go on and use that, and people can infer whatever they want. But when you explicitly blame one party or the other, that's where you kind of...
That's right, exactly. That's where you cross the line at that point. And again, we've got over 90 years of law regarding the Hatch Act. I could say that at one point when I worked in local government a zillion years ago, I was covered by the Hatch Act. It was great. I couldn't even go to a fundraiser under the Hatch Act at that point because I was barred under the Hatch Act, which was great because I could tell my mayor and say, God, I wish I could go, but federal law prevents me from doing this. It gives workers the capacity to say no, so they're not forced by the superiors to go do stuff that they shouldn't do.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. It is Medicare Enrollment Day on WWL at People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets near Causeway. Medicare Open Enrollment kicks off today. If you have questions, Medicare experts will be here all day, even right now, to help. Stop by. I'm here here till 10, then it's Newell, then it's Scoot till 4. We'll love to meet you. Be right back. Right now, time for WWL First News here on WWL. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We are live here at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Causeway. We got coffee and donuts from Joe's Cafe and Donuts, joesknowsfood.com, beg your pardon. We got tickets to Oktoberfest and the World War II Museum while they last. Come by, see us. We'd love to meet you if you have a Medicare decision for yourself or a loved one. Keep in mind, you have to make an active Medicare decision. If you turn the Medicare age, it's complicated, but they'll walk you through it here. Experts will be on hand. They're here right now, and somebody's already stopped by and gotten the lowdown on Medicare. People's Health is hosting special seminars to help educate you on Medicare at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. You do not need an appointment. Come on in. They'll be glad to help you. Jerry Bologna joins us now, the executive director of JEDCO, the Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. Give us an update on Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing well. I would have joined you in person if I knew donuts were there.
Well, you still got time. We're going to be here all day, Jerry. Come on, we got plenty of donuts. We got plenty of coffee, so we'd love to have you. Tell me what's going on in Jefferson Parish besides the People's Health Medicare Center.
Well, they're a great Jefferson Parish-based company, so we're always supportive of them. But it's been a really exciting year. I've been on the show a couple of times this year to talk about some exciting projects in Jefferson Parish. And one of the newer ones that came online that we celebrated was the opening of Amazon's first same-day delivery fulfillment center in Louisiana. Totally robotic. You're going to start seeing your Amazon packages arrive even earlier. Many of them the same day. If you order early enough in the day, they'll arrive at your door the same day.
Really?
So great development in Jefferson Parish. Everybody wants one of these in their community, and we have the first in Louisiana.
See, I like there to be some time between when I order it and when it comes in, because I forget. And then it's kind of like Santa Claus comes and drops stuff off, and you don't know what's in the package, you know?
Nothing better than an impulse buy that shows up within a couple of hours.
Well, that's true. That's another good point. Tell me about Clearview. What's going on there?
Well, Clearview, if you've passed recently, you're seeing some construction take place. That's actually going to be the new location for Zia's. They're going to move Zia's out of the mall into the outparcel. And once that's done, you're going to see in earnest the demo of that interior part of the mall take place. So Target's staying. The Ochsner Super Clinic right there is going to stay. But that part in between is going to see an amazing transformation. You're going to see a destination retailer take place or pop up right there next to the Target. And then on the backside where the movie theater is, underneath the movie theater, I think you're going to see another entertainment offering that's going to be really exciting. So a lot of great things on the horizon at Clearview. We're just waiting for that. The Zia's location is the linchpin right now. As soon as the new location's finished, I think you're going to start seeing the demo of that mall.
Destination retail, you say?
Yep. That's what we want. We want people coming into Jefferson Parish to spend their money.
Do you have an idea what it is?
I have an idea. You don't.
Will you be sharing that anytime soon as to what the destination retail is?
When the ink is dry, I will be happy to share that, absolutely. And I'll come on your show.
But is it pretty much a done deal, Jerry? Are there a couple of things to be ironed out?
I think in retail, there's always room for things to not happen, so we hedge those bets a little bit, but I think this is a pretty sure thing.
And then you say entertainment venue as well. I guess you have an idea on that too.
That is correct. Yeah. And those are the types of things that mall properties and retail properties try to attract. You want people to come. You want to have a reason to draw visitors to your property, because that's when they're going to spend their money, while they're having a good time, having a cocktail or two, and enjoying time with family. And so retail properties, as they redevelop, they all want to attract one of these, one of these types of concepts.
And you're going to have high-end apartments in that as well?
And those apartments are already online. So the rear of Clearview Mall, you've had a couple of hundred units come online, new high-end apartments.
So tell me about the... Go ahead.
I was going to say that's very similar to what's taking place in Elmwood Shopping Center right now. Elmwood.
Well, let me pick that up when we come back. Okay. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about Elmwood when we come back. 651, 9 till 7. We're at People's Health, 3017 Vets. It's Medicare Open Enrollment Day. We got donuts for you from Joe's Donuts, joeknowsfood.com. We got breakfast. We got coffee. We got free World War II museum tickets. We got tickets to Oktoberfest and more while they last. Plus, we've got some expert advice on Medicare Open Enrollment, which is the most important part of it all. Traffic now, WWL. Get away from that Bismarck and save that jelly as well for Jerry Bologna. We got Joe's Cafe Donuts here at People's Health, 3017 Vets. We got hot breakfast, fresh donuts, home cooking made daily. Stop or visit joesknowsfood.com. We're at People's Health, 3017 Vets in Metairie. We'll be here all day long. Come on out. It's the first day of Medicare open enrollment. Jerry, did you know that a Bismarck is a donut or not?
I'm aware.
You do, what type of donut is it? Let's see if you know. What type of donut?
No, I want to talk about my favorite, the shoe sole.
Okay, all right, we can do that if you like. I don't know if they have any of those over there, but a Bismarck is a chocolate-covered donut filled with cream. Let's talk about Elmwood Shopping Center. Tell me what's going on there.
They continue to raise their profile, bringing in high-end tenants. They recently announced Nordstrom Rack is going to be going where the old Big Lots was, so that's quite a step up in terms of retailers.
You broke up a little bit, Jerry. Who is it that's coming in?
Nordstrom
Rack, you said? Okay. Yeah,
Nordstrom Rack is coming in where the Big Lots store was, so that's quite an elevation in terms of tenants and the profile of shopping that's taking place there. You also have a totally new apartment complex, luxury 251 luxury apartments that are going to be built at the site of the old Kmart. So Elmwood continues to evolve into a residential destination as well, a residential and shopping destination. And, we've been working on this More Here campaign in Jefferson. You can build more, invest more, and we certainly say people can shop more and spend more here in Jefferson Parish.
Y'all have really done a lot in Jefferson Parish. Things are really, I hate to say on fire. I don't want to use that phrase, but things are happening in Jefferson Parish, are they not?
Sure, and it doesn't happen in a vacuum. We have great government leadership, great civic involvement, and our residents get good quality of life offerings, and we just try to maintain those things.
Any final thoughts, Jerry?
Come celebrate, support our retailers and support our companies. We're excited about the future.
I remember what you said. You could tell people about the new retail thing on my show, so you said you'd do it. Remember?
I'll do it. Okay.
We're holding you to it. All right, thank you, Jerry. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Cokie. You too, sir. Cokie Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, about LSU getting ready to take on a ranked Vanderbilt team. Then we'll talk to Ronald Surpass about crime and take a deep dive as we normally do. Thank you for joining us. This is Medicare Enrollment Day, People's Health Medicare Center and Vets near Causeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.